Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings to everyone that is tuning in throughout this world and on this earth. Thank you for tuning in to the Black Box Show, this self-improvement show, dealing with the heart, mind, body, and soul. This show is for every human being on the planet, regardless of your creed, your class, your religion, your age, your lifestyle, your culture, and your nationality. I thank you for tuning in this morning, 9 a.m. Central Time. Topic, the scars of failure. I thank those that tuned in last week. The topic was dream killers. And for those that are listening for your first time, you can download this show. You can download this show and share this show with others. No charge is permitted. I thank you for the opportunity because class is in session. Class is in session. So if you have a pen or a pencil, paper, even if you have to write it on some scrap paper, what is being shared this morning, it will help us to truly understand what it means to have scars of failure. And this we must be aware of. So no longer we will be told something and we have the lack of understanding of knowing what we have heard. Is it clear? I want you to write this and I want you to study what will be said this morning. And go search for the answer. Study is very important in the time that we are living in. Once you discover who you are, it doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter where you've been. May the Creator of the heavens and of the earth bless us all with the light of understanding. I'm going into breaking the word down, failure. The F in failure is frustration. Frustration is a noun. And the meaning of frustration is the feeling of being upset or annoyed, especially because of inability to change or achieve something. I'm going to repeat this again. Repetition is powerful. And that's why you must download every show that will be sufficient for you that has been done from the Creator within me from the time this show have taken place in 2010. Going into this definition again, frustration is a noun. And the meaning is the feeling of being upset or annoyed, especially because of inability to change or achieve. Frustration. As we look back, and some may be experiencing this right now, we woke up this morning feeling icky, feeling uncomfortable, feeling dissatisfied, miserable, complaining, frustrating. Frustrating with what is happening in our life. Frustrating to go to a job that doesn't appreciate us. Going to a job to get out of debt. That's frustration, knowing that the money that you earn is going to take care of somebody else. And we continue to repeat this same cycle, which is insanity. You get your money before you get your money. You have people that have already taken out what they wanted out your check. And from that which is left over, you have to pay this person or that person, this and that person. And you left with just a little. And you have to wait until the next week or the next 2 weeks to get paid again. That's not living. That's only existing. That's only existing. Frustration. The A in the word of failure is aggressiveness. Aggressiveness is an adjective. And that word means characterized by or tending toward unprovoked offenses, attacks, offensive attacks, invasions, or the like. Repeating it again, aggressiveness comes from the word aggressive, which is an adjective, and that means characterized by or tending toward unprovoked offenses, attacks, invasions, or the like. Aggressiveness. We can become aggressive with our own self, mistreating ourselves, misleading ourselves, having no direction. What it means to have freedom, peace, success, good health, happiness, and wealth. And when we become our own sparring partner in an aggressive manner, we become aggressive to others. We become bullies unknowingly because we have programmed ourselves that the only way I can get some attention, I have to be aggressive. I have to be the one to invade in someone else's life in a disrespectful manner. Walking around, being dissatisfied. Instead of us seeing why we dissatisfied and why we continue to repeat the same thing over and over again and getting the same results, we act as though everything is all right. How you doing? I'm feeling fine. How your day going? It's going okay. We're not even sure why we say what we say. And that's where people take advantage of those that's thinking with the physical and not operating with a spiritual foundation, not operating from a spiritual foundation to have a full and complete way of thinking, I can be happy. I can have success. I can have freedom and not based on someone else's opinion about me. Moving on, the I in the word failure. Insecurity. Insecurity is a noun, and it means uncertainty or anxiety about oneself. Lack of confidence. You're not sure. The person you are in the relationship with, you're not sure about you being with the right person because you're not sure about yourself. The ideals that come up in your mind, ideals that are worth planning and taking massive action to bring those ideals into manifestation. The mind is movement. The brain is the switching board. That's why we must impress upon the subconscious mind positivity, possibility, and productivity. This is how you ignore the negative chattering that's taking place within. You talk back to it. Just like we talk back to another human being, we quick to correct them when we feel as though that they are wrong. We quick to show them what they should have done, the proper way, the correct way. That's the same way we have to talk to the subconscious mind. Instead of us giving in to the subconscious mind, we have to go through the barricades. The barricades of negative memories. We have to go through it. We have to go through it. That's the only way we're going to gain. That's the only way we would get to the level of seeing a positive life experience. It starts right within us. Move it on to L in the word failure. L, loneliness. And loneliness is a noun. And it means sadness because one has no friends or company. The best friend that you and I can have is the Creator, is the Supreme Being. The Creator placed a part of Himself within us. Stop chasing behind people. Stop chasing for love. Stop chasing for attention. Stop chasing for someone else to approve that you are what you are. Stop worrying about who may not accept you. Who will inject you? It doesn't matter. We can only attract what vibrates in harmony with us. That's the truth. We only attract to us what vibrates in harmony with us. Genetically and environmentally, what we have in our life, that is what we attracted. The people, the situations, the circumstances, and the conditions. That's why once we discover it's a problem, we can uncover and get rid of everything and everybody that is not good for us. Moving on to you in the word failure. Uncertainty. Uncertainty is a noun. And it means the state of being uncertain. And the word uncertain means not able to be relied on. How you know that someone else can give you what you want when they do not have it themselves? How can you expect someone to help you, to love you, when they do not love themselves and they do not help themselves? They continue to play the blame game. They continue to look for someone to give them something that they are not consciously aware of receiving. Why continue to flock with people that are unsuccessful? That's worrying about what the next person has, what the next person is doing. Stop existing and start living. Look to that God within you to be creative, to be constructive in the way that you look at life, that you look at nature. Moving on, the R in the word failure, resentment. Resentment. Resentment is a noun, and it means bitter indignation at having been treated unfairly. Let me repeat this meaning again. Resentment is a noun, and it means bitter indignation at having been treated unfairly. People that sold your dreams, people continue to lie to you. You continue to be balled up with resentment. They continue to give you what you want. And you're not doing nothing about it. You just accepting what people are telling you, what people are saying to you, how people are treating you. You continue to blame other race of people because you're broke, naked, and out of doors. Because you're thinking poor and you're living in poverty. That's your fault. Nobody have a gun to your head. Nobody is putting a war whip on your back. You got to break that genetic disease and come out of that genetic cycle that's causing you, let me say it again, that's causing you only to exist and not live. That's insanity, repeating the same thing over and over again and getting the same results. So you go on Sunday and you go throughout the weekdays going to the place of worship and you still leave there feeling the same or feeling even worse before you went there. Let me tell you something. If you go and you live on this earth pleasing man, you will always lose. Because you're not living for yourself. You're living for man. You got to start living for you. You got to start doing things that make you feel good, that make you feel like a winner, that make you feel like a champ. Get out of this dead color. He white, she white, he black, she black. Remove that genetic disease out of your life right now. It's no excuses. Stop always allowing your back to be against the wall. For you to be creative in the way that you respond to what you're dealing with. Why your back always got to be against the wall? Why you always have to be begged up in the corner for you to do something amazing, something creative, something profound? Stop thinking like a slave. I'm going to tell you something. It's a champ. It's a leader. It's a winner that's living right inside of you. Until you know that is the truth, you will continue to go through what you're going through. It don't matter who you listen to. I changed that. You ain't listening. If you continue to do the same thing, you're not listening. You're hearing. When you listening to what is coming out of another human being, another vessel that is of wisdom, knowledge, true history, and the truth, your life would change. It's just like running in a marathon. You have to pace yourself. Before you get involved in a marathon, you have to practice. You have to repeat your workout because you know you're going long distance. You're not going a few steps, 10,000 steps. You're not going for 1 mile. You're going for some miles. And the pavement that you're running on in a marathon is not going to be smooth. It's going to be some hops, some lumps, some pothole, some cracks in the pavement. But when you know you was born to win, it doesn't matter. You will be one of the ones to cross the finish line. Going to the word E, the last alphabet in the word failure. E, emptiness. Emptiness is a noun, and it means the state of containing nothing. The state of containing nothing. Wow. Without a vision, the people will perish. Many is called, only a few is chosen. That's why you must study this. You must study this and deeper your understanding, make your understanding to be deeper than what it is about you. That's why this show is a universal show. You feeling empty in the inside. And you don't even know why. That's why you have to shift your thought pattern. You have to shift the thought pattern. Stop doing the same as others are doing. You do not have to repeat what your mama did, what your daddy did. When you look in the mirror, you look like your mama more than your daddy, or you may look like both of them. But you have your life to live. You have your life to live. And you have to do what you need to do to please you. I thank you for tuning in and listening to this topic entitled The Scars of Failure. I want you to download this show. I want you to repeat this show for you and share this show with others that are in need. May the Creator bless you and continue to bless you and your family with peace, prosperity, wonderful health, life, love, and abundance of wealth, security, and joy forever, forevermore. And to book Roosevelt Muhammad, you can contact Roosevelt Muhammad at 612-978-4048. Thank you. It's only for the serious ones. I thank you for tuning in and have a blessed, prosperous day. Thank you.